Welcome back once again to the Against All Gods podcast. 10 episodes walking us through the 10 plagues in Exodus. We're up to plague number 8, so this is episode number 8. And we're looking at an army brought in by the east wind, but not an army of people, an army of locusts. This plague is found in Exodus chapter 10. Take a few minutes here to talk about this plague and some things about it, both historically as well as applicationally. Keep in mind that locusts or a locust swarm, it's not a natural metaphor in our contemporary experience, mainly because most of us have never seen one. We know what locusts are and we can imagine a devastation, but we've never really seen one, and so we don't always use this as a metaphor. Let me give you some numbers, however, that might help this metaphor make more sense, and while we can see why this actual plague, the real thing, was such a devastating experience. A large locust swarm can cover 400 square miles. In fact, a single square mile of swarm, it could contain up to 200 million insects. That's a lot of insects, isn't it? All flying in one direction. A swarm of that scale could consume 80,000 metric tons of vegetation in a single day. And so when ancient writers described them as darkening the sky, blocking out the sun, in other words, they were not being poetic. It was a massive movement of insects. Now imagine that kind of swarm descending on an agricultural civilization that already lost two crops, flax and barley. They lost it to catastrophic hail. Can you imagine what the next result was going to be? It's going to be devastating. And so their economy in so many ways, yes, it's getting devastated. Now, there is some repetition here in some way because Yahweh is again going after the false deities regarding agriculture and economy and crops, perhaps even some related to sky. So Set and Isis are the primary gods and goddesses, the false deities that are in view here. And they can do nothing to stop this incredible swarm, this incredible army of locusts that's on the way. And in all frankness, if you're in Egypt, you would have thought they could have stopped this swarm of locusts because locusts were not unknown to Egypt. Hail and lightning, some things along those lines, maybe they were brand new. But locusts were not. In fact, records from this time in history show us that really locusts were known because there are things such as locust relief decrees that scholars have identified in some ancient records. And there are some emergency governmental responses to locust invasions that have been documented from even these periods of time. There is some art on Egyptian tombs that depicts locusts. And so I would say to you, they're a recognized, though dreaded, feature of the ancient Near Eastern agricultural world. They were known to come in this fashion, but not to the extent or with the intensity that Exodus 10 describes. The first 20 verses that describes this plague in chapter 10, it describes something that exceeds every precedent. Here's what verse 14 says. Before them, there were no such locusts as they, nor will there be such after them. In other words, every green thing remaining after the hail, it is now consumed. Every tree is stripped bare. These locusts, they ate it all. And the east wind brought them, and as you'll notice, the east wind is what takes them away, takes them back to the Red Sea. I think it's interesting here that both of these movements, both of these winds are under Yahweh's command, which says to us, the same breath that sends the locust, the army, the plague, actually dismisses it as well. So God, again, shows his superiority, his ownership, his supremacy. And interestingly, Pharaoh's officials, now not the priests or the magicians, but the political administrators of this empire, they seem to break at this point. They come to Pharaoh and they say, do you not yet understand that Egypt is ruined? So they're asking him to see the obvious and to let Israel go. It's interesting to me that even Pharaoh's own cabinet, they've reached the limit of their endurance. And that really brings me to what I think the locusts here are doing beyond just the economic or agricultural or historical frame of reference. In this moment, I think these locusts carry a very prophetic weight. And I think this insect, the locust, its prophetic weight or its metaphorical weight, it really runs not only throughout Exodus, it runs all the way to the book of Revelation. For instance, in Joel chapters 1 and 2, there's a devastating locust plague that occurs, and it becomes the template for the day of the Lord. That's a cosmic judgment. That's a last day, final judgment in which Yahweh's armies, they advance against a rebellious creation. It's the final day of God's judgment. And Joel's language here is, yes, it's both military, and he pictures it as locusts. They're soldiers. They're organized, unstoppable. They're advancing in formation. The destruction they're bringing is the destruction of a world that is turned from its creator. Of course, we know it's not the end of the world because the world will be turned into the new heavens and new earth. But it's the end of the rebellion. It's when God comes in judgment once and for all. Also, this is used in Deuteronomy 28, verse 38. This is the chapter that's in the part of the blessings and cursings. And notice how Moses uses locusts to remind them that this is one of the curses of the covenant if they choose to disobey it. He says this, "You shall carry much seed into the field and gather in little, for the locust shall consume it." So he's describing there really a covenant curse. He's describing that moment when the promised land will see a reversal of the abundance God promised. And he's using locusts to describe it, how they will come and devour it and carry it away and you'll end up with nothing. And so locusts really do become in some ways a metaphor for judgment. Now, a word about locusts even in our current time, because we may think, you know, I don't know how this looks. I've never experienced it. I know I've only seen two moments that would even come close to something like this. Once, when I was growing up in Tennessee, I was in Nashville on the year that they were predicting a massive amount of locusts. And when I was there, I remember hearing from some of the locals that that this was about an every 7 year experience. And I remember being there and hearing and seeing the sky just filled with an immense amount of insects, the locusts. I remember thinking, I've never seen this many bugs at one time flying this direction. And then something, they weren't locusts, but I'll never forget a few years ago being in Guttenberg, Iowa. And we were there doing some evangelism and outreach. And it was on the very day that apparently from the Mississippi, certain types of insects, they kind of seem like locusts. They arise and they just inundate Guttenberg and the shore. And you're being bombarded. Even if you're walking down the Riverwalk area, you're walking in the park, they're just hitting you in the forehead. They're hitting your arms. But they only live for about a day. Overnight, they all die. And in Guttenberg, they've said that there has been so many piled up on the streets that they have used snow plows to actually heap them up in piles and then getting rid of them. So I was there that day, and they were literally just kind of bombing you. I don't think they do it on purpose, but there are just so many of them, you run into them. So these are only two times I've really even experienced something close, or maybe I should say not even close, to this plague. But locusts aren't something that have gone away. They still do occur in swarms, and they do sometimes ravage agricultural areas. In fact, in 2020, East Africa experienced a very bad and devastating locust plague, the worst one in 70 years for that region. Swarms covered regions of Kenya, Ethiopia, and Somalia. They threatened food security for millions of people. And this did receive some modest news coverage, but you know what eclipsed it? Is the COVID pandemic. And what strikes us in these kind of current events is not that they necessarily prove the Bible's historical claims in some simple correspondence that locusts exist, they do come in swarms, but I think instead they really demonstrate more powerfully our perpetual vulnerability and the fact that judgment does eventually come. I think that's the main metaphor. I think that's the main thing happening here, because here locusts are the eighth plague, indicating that judgment's close. It's right around the corner. Locusts came in Joel as a form of judgment. They're used as a metaphor for the end times judgment. So can I say to you here on this eighth plague podcast, Judgment is inevitable. It comes for everyone. And this is why all of us need the covering of the blood of Christ. This is why we need the redemption available in Christ, because He is the only one who can shield us from what is inevitable. And that's judgment, often pictured in Scripture through the metaphor of locusts. We'll see on the next episode that the lights go out.
Thanks for listening to the Extra Point Podcast. To find more content and resources to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus, go online to firstfamily.church/resources.